Yeah, I'll be okay for next week. Hurt my calf pretty good, but the training staff helped me kind of get through it. Just put some heat on it and just try to push through it. Yeah, we did some heel pads to kind of a heel lift to kind of help out with the strain on the calf. But it was really tight, so it limited the mobility a little bit. But we were able to make enough plays. Yeah, it was about play five, I think. And it got really tight about halftime, came in and got a little treatment. And then it loosened up just a tad, but it was still pretty tight. Had a hard time running, but it was able to move kind of in short segments in the pocket, which is all I needed to do today.
And you didn't think having the flu was
enough? Yeah, I battled the flu the last couple of days pretty bad. And that's why I was surprised I hurt my calf, because I hydrated like no other. I had a great hydration test this week and was drinking a ton of water before the game. Unfortunately, the calf kind of gave up on me there. But it was a good win for us. Defense played great. Offensively, it was it wasn't pretty, but we had enough points to win. Well, I think it was more the way they played it. It was there was some softness at times in their two, and then they played pretty tight in the one high. So we had to make some tight throws, but the Mike did a good job kind of rolling stuff. I had a hard time, with some of the handoff stuff. That's why I went in some of the pistol and shotgun stuff. So Mike adjusted well, and we moved the ball efficiently in the second half. We should have scored a touchdown that first drive, and then got points on the next two. Yeah, it was tough. I didn't think I could run very well. Was able to just kind of push through. The line did a good job blocking, so I didn't really have to move a whole lot to get out of the pocket. Yeah, a couple of throws that really affected me, just not being able to put a lot of weight on it. The throw to Randall there, as we missed the field goal, had Randall on a second reaction play and kind of one-hopped it to him. Just calf kind of gave out there. But for the most part, we did some good things.
How important was the last touchdown to you? You probably would have won without the confidence of getting in the end zone. Was that still important to you?
Well, it's. I don't think it was any more important than any other drive, but the line did a good job of giving us some time, and we made some plays. Had a couple adjustments on the sidelines that ended up working. When they brought the all-out pressure, and Randall made a quick move there in the slot and got us a big gain. And then Jordy had a great game. Some great second reaction stuff, some great catches down low. With the injury, it was hard to put some weight at times on my calf, and I threw a lot of low passes today. But the guys did a good job of making some plays on those. Well, I got to give the line credit on that. I mean, they blocked well. Eddie broke a tackle there right at the line of scrimmage, but we'd actually talked about running that play the last couple of days and how they're going to block it. They were going to make it kind of an adjustment to the way they usually block that stretch play. So they did a good job of doing that. And Eddie is, he's got the deceptive speed. You look at him, he's a bowling ball, but he also can run away from some guys. So it was good to get him going. He had another good game. We were able to limit his carries and still get a lot of output out of him. So. Good effort by the line there, blocking so well, and we had a lot of time in the passing game. Yeah, they made some great catches, some good routes. But it starts up front. It starts with the protection. The protection was great. The guys did a great job, giving me some time, and I was able to sit back there and not have to move around a whole lot and throw the ball on time. I think we have good balance. We've really been working on that the last 6 or 8 weeks, making sure we get Eddie a number of touches in the game and then also finding ways to get Randall involved. We've had some success with our four-receiver package with him kind of being a hybrid guy, coming out of the backfield, potentially running the ball. The balance is there. The greatest jump that we've seen from early in the season is the offensive line play has been so consistent. They've been healthy, and it's been the same group since week three. And because of that, there's a great continuity with those guys, and they're blocking their butts off.
Aaron, how do you define the consistency in your career to get in six
straight? Well, it starts at the top. It's a mindset, with Ted and his personnel group, the kind of guys they bring in year after year. And then Mike and his system has obviously proven to work, you know, the way that he raises players up and the way that we get guys to buy into the Packer way. It says a lot about the organization and the way they treat people and also the appreciation that the guys have for the opportunity to play for such a franchise. And the leadership's been good those years. You know, we've had guys who have been drafted by our team and gotten second and third contracts, and we brought in the right guys at the right time for leadership, guys like Charles Woodson, guys like Ryan Pickett, guys like the Troy Guyon, guys like Julius Peppers this year. And you put that all together, and that's a recipe for success. Well, I'm happy for Jeff, you know, that he's healthy now. You know, him and I are close friends, and I know that the NFL was an opportunity he was looking forward to, but because he had to be away from the team, I think, you know, he felt like he didn't want to step back in and take somebody's job. He got an opportunity to go somewhere else, and you know, Jeff is head coaching material. He's got that personality to be able to inspire young men and men, and I'm excited for him and the opportunity up in Canada. Well, it's exciting. Well, you know, last year we had to go on the road and beat Chicago. This year, you know, we get it at home. Detroit's playing really good. They're already in the playoffs. Got a win today at Chicago. They got a great defense. You know, one of the best in the league, if not the best. They played really well on the back end. Obviously, Sue is one of the premier players in the league at any position. And they've been getting a lot of, you know, a lot of pressure with their front four. And Coach Caldwell's done a great job of getting those guys to buy in and believe in each other. And obviously, they're playing really well. Who hit the home run there? I feel great about the defense. I mean, it's fun to watch today. There's, I just heard a stat. There was a little over 100 yards given up. That's incredible. The way that they got after Josh and that offensive line was fun to watch. You know, when Clay's getting after like that, and obviously Pep and Mike Neal and Mike Daniels, those guys, that's the greatest asset for the back end is when the front four can get pressure without having to bring extra guys. I thought there would be extended plays. Every time we've played Lovey, there's always, you know, four or five extended play opportunities where I got to keep the play alive and move outside the pocket. We had a couple today. You know, obviously I just didn't really have the running threat after the injury there. But yeah, you know, it's a good defense. They had a good scheme for us. And we would just execute just good enough there. Well, it's too early to give 100% guarantee, but it would definitely take a lot to hold me out of that game.